So Senator Lisa Murkowski is working on steering hundreds of millions of federal dollars to ferry systems. The language in the bill appears to heavily favor the Alaska Marine Highway System. Our question is, what's been the level of coordination from the governor's office with Alaska's delegation on this infrastructure bill?
Well, we've been talking about language changes and other, statutory changes that would help the Marine Highway System for quite a few weeks now. And, I think there is a very significant amount coming to Alaska for its ferries just by the language in the bill. For example, real quick, if you look at Section 71103, it's ferry service for rural communities. And I think that's a funding for a five-year period. And that's going to produce a very significant amount of funding for Alaska's ferry system. We just don't know exactly how much will come out of that formula yet, but it will be substantial. And so we're already making plans on our end on how to get the highest and best use of the funds, for the system.
Okay, and Governor Dunleavy signed House Bill 63 last month, which creates an oversight board for the ferry system. Where are we on appointing members to that board from the executive for when it goes into effect, I think, in October?
We are taking applications now and hope to have, people seated, fairly soon. If I'm aware of folks that would be interested, I'll be forwarding those names in. But anyone with hopefully some Marine experience can apply, and if someone's interested that's listening, they can contact Courtney Enright in our Anchorage office, and she'll get you an application.
Great. Could you give us an update on the Tustamina replacement? Because in order to harness the federal highway dollars, the money's got to be programmed into the state's formal request to the federal government.
I think the design is very close to being completed for that boat. There's a section in the infrastructure bill that's caught our attention that may have some relevance to that project or not. It's Section 71102, which provides funds for an electric or low-emitting ferry program. And so that's a ferry that's built to use alternative fuels. And there's some funding that's tied to that new type of ferry, I guess, in this program. It may be possible to use some of the funds that are appropriated through this program for a low emissions ferry that could tie into the design of the Tustamina. I'm not 100% sure yet, but we're looking at it.
Okay, that's interesting, because I had thought that request had come more from the Skagway working group looking for kind of a short range ferry in Upper Lynn Canal. I didn't know that there was proven that electric ferries or even hybrids could do the kind of range out to Southwest Alaska.
Technically, I'm not sure if that type of a ferry would work for a long-range run, but I guess legally within the terms of the infrastructure bill, it looks like, there's nothing that eliminates a long-range ferry from being eligible under the program. So we're still, taking it apart, the language, and then we'll see technically, whether anything fits.
Okay. And the Alaska class ferries, they've not seen much action, but we read that the crew quarters would be added to the Hubbard, which hasn't been in service yet, but that would extend its range and allow it to do a lot more routes. What's the state's plan for the other ferry built in Ketchikan, the Taslina?
You're correct. The crew quarters will give the Hubbard a lot of flexibility and will get it into service and moving. The Taslina, the other vessel, we're looking at also building some capital projects like Cascade Point that would allow a run from Juneau up Lynn Canal and back and not necessarily need crew quarters for an overnight crew. So we're working with Gold Belt on Cascade Point, and then that ferry, that would be probably the best fit for that ferry.
How far along is that? Because my understanding with that conceptual project, that would only operate in the summer, in the warmer months.
It would be a seasonal terminal, and I'd have to check. I know that Gold Belt's working on the design and the lease offer and some other terms that aren't final yet, but we're hoping that can move along pretty fast.
Randy, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with Coast Alaska.
Yeah, thank you.